And welcome to the Ebonics Podcast. We back again, and we're about to start kicking it off. I just want to reflect with my co-host. This is Q, the producer. I'm with my fabulous, amazing co-host, such as...
Said the motherfucking CEO in the building, get money and get left behind.
It's your girl, Fab Jazz. What's up, what's up? Y'all make sure y'all follow me on... IG and Snapchat.
And first off, what you been up to, Seth, since we last recorded?
So I got the bricks for the low now. 1017, holla at me.
38.
Yep. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I do got them slabs. They got the album on the back for the low. Holla at me. Shoot, I really just been in the trap. I've been exercising, hooping. You know, trying to get this triple-double.
I heard you just came back from Mexico.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mexico is dope. I had to stay away from the strawberries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never eat Mexican strawberries.
What's wrong with Mexican strawberries?
They're poison. Like, people die from Mexican strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I done been all up and through Mexico, and I be tearing them strawberries up. Well, let me stop with somebody like, she's an antichrist. That's what she didn't. I was going to say, Mexico lit. Hey, mm-hmm. You drunk strictly bottled water, so you wouldn't get Montezuma's revenge.
Mm-hmm.
My mom didn't take that.
What is that?
Montezuma's revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, clearly you didn't pay attention in social studies. Montezuma's revenge is basically they have it's a bacteria that is in the water.
And you learned about this in social studies.
Yes, because Montezuma's revenge. Montezuma was a Native American. He was a Native American chief, I think. And when the white people came over and they were taking the land. They were drinking the regular water, but you know, if you drink something, then your body's immune to it. Well, they were drinking their water, and they were getting excessive diarrhea and dehydrated, and they were dying. So even now, the parasites and the bacteria that's in the water that's in Mexico is still there. So it's called Montezuma's Revenge, and basically, it's just excessive diarrhea.
I was on a cruise ship.
So you drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you could learn that from Sex and the City, the movie.
Yeah, dudes don't watch Sex and the City, though.
Sex and the City's the best show.
Other than Jay-Z.
That's my last cruise, though. I ain't doing that shit again.
Oh, you did a cruise?
Yeah. That shit for broke niggas.
On a boat?
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. I can't do it.
5 fucking days.
On a boat?
On a boat. 5 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went to Cozumel. Went to the Maya ruins. Costa Maya.
Ooh, yeah. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. Did you try some Indian fry bread?
No, I went for burritos and tacos.
You should have got the Indian fry bread. It's real good. You should have got them where they put the honey on it. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indian fried bread.
It's so delicious.
It's a tortilla?
It's not a tortilla. It's hard to explain like what it is. Some people say it's kind of like a fried falafel. But I don't really think that. Like, it's like that. I think it's Indian fried bread, what they call it. Put a little honey and a little... It's really good. We're not even going to go there. It's not like a sopapilla.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit better.
Well, shout out to Jazz for moving on to a new chapter in her career. You know, I've been watching Snap and seeing her move and doing her thing. And, you know, shout out to her, man.
New job. I've been had my new job since June, but I just kind of put it out there. I love my new job. It's so A1. They feed us good food all the time.
Man, I'm jealous.
What?
They be feeding us good food all the time. Like, we had the Waffle House truck. Get whatever you want. Pull up. Yes. They give you real Coke products at my job. Like Sprite, Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Dasani water. Damn. Ain't no Deer Park over there.
It really will make you work harder if your job feeds you.
Man, they feed us good. Like, we get breakfast and lunch like every day since we've been there.
I can't
really tell y'all my profession no more because, you know,
everything's
real tight-lipped.
And that I understand.
And my business is booming. You know, my contracts is booming even more or whatever. You know, for those who follow me, y'all see I had to post my business license up there because a lot of folks be saying they business owners. But you can't go look them up and see if they really business owner.
I seen your status on Facebook about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got followed, unfollowed today on Facebook by my previous post. So, I guess folks really ain't feeling what I be talking about.
It's all about progression, man.
Man, it's all about, I just don't hang with certain people, and that's just what it is. Like,
you lost a friendship over a business?
Nah, not over business, but you know, like, I'm just, man, my tax bracket growing bigger, like, my blessings getting bigger. Like, certain stuff, I just don't have time for. Like, I don't have time for certain things in my life. Like, I'm quick to cut people off anyways when I see, like, certain traits in them that I don't like. But at this point, like, I'm really real stiff on, my time is very limited. Like, I'm everybody who I want to associate with, I want them to be progressing somewhere new. And a lot of folks, I really haven't been talking to them, reaching out to them, or really speaking to them besides seeing them on social media, because it really worth it. Like, you ain't really talking about nothing. I've known you for a long time. You ain't did nothing. So it's kind of like one of those weird things.
No doubt about that. And I've been working in school. I got less than a year before I graduated my bachelor's in accounting. And in the meantime, in between time, this is my 7th day of this week working. So next week, I'm going to have a lot of time off. But outside of that, just been grinding and, you know, doing the norm. What not too much about for? Myself. Accounting.
You said accounting. Why you didn't listen?
My bad.
Man, 7 days a week of work is crazy.
Yeah, man.
I be struggling on the 5.
That overtime, though. That overtime. I've been there every fucking week. A lot of stuff going on. But here we are. You know, 3 business-minded individuals with a lot going on, making time for you. So I hope that you all appreciate, you know, the message that we're about to give. And what we're about to get into is front page news.
Hey! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. First we're going to start off with, I know everybody has seen...
Let's start off with R. Kelly.
You just want to jump the gun.
He's so rude. Trip. I just want to say, I saw the whole little thing about... Okay, first
trapped
of all...
in the closet. He really got very trapped in the closet.
But no. This is what I'm saying, though. Like, as a grown woman, right? And as a grown man, do you feel like that you could be, like, legit in a cult?
No. I'm independent-minded, man. I don't follow trends. That's why I'm the last one on this table with an iPhone. But I am going to switch to iPhone, but I just like to be different.
That's just called stoner.
I am that, too.
I definitely couldn't be in a cult. Absolutely not against my will. I don't understand how is a grown-ass person being held captive. There ain't no chains. Ain't no whips, SMX, or whatever it's called. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't have been a slave because I'd have ran away. I damn sure ain't gonna be no celebrity sex slave against.
But she said when she did her interview, she said that she said she's fine. She said her life is progressing.
She did it, yep.
First of all, her last name is Savage.
Mm-hmm.
21 Savage. And she was just like, no, I'm fine. So when her parents were like, she's in a cult, first of all, they said she in her 20s. I'm like, well, R. Kelly finna cut her anyways. R. Kelly like him in the teens. So she about to get
early teens. In the preteens.
I ain't that child, not me.
But think about it, man. If you think about someone who starts actually doing it, he just put it on the forefront. People with money in Hollywood got a big ass mansion, and they just have women just lounging around. Mm-hmm. Word to Floyd Mayweather.
Is he
I don't
married?
Know if he's doing it, Floyd. Hell no.
R. Kelly, no, right. He's not married. He's single.
So
I seen him like a month ago. He was tailgating. We was driving, this motherfucker riding right behind me, like, oh, on me. I said, God damn, who is this like fucking on my ass? I looked in the mirror. I'm like, it's fucking R. Kelly. Like, hell no. My homie in the car said, that show the fuck is. And then so I guess he seen my homie when he turned around. That motherfucker shot the deuces. He was like, man, here you go. He shot the deuces. Kept the room.
Hell no. I mean, I just, the whole R. Kelly thing, we know how R. Kelly like his women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like no point.
I should have followed them so I could free them bitches.
But is it?
Them bitches would have said, we can, look, you gotta look at it. They eating, she didn't look, she eating good, she living good. Talking about some, he picked their clothes out, he tell them what they can and can't eat. Mm-hmm. All the other stuff, they drive his cars.
Not to mention those clothes that he pick out are Versace.
I was going to say, because she was in her interview, she had a little Tom Ford shirt on, so she really ain't hurting.
Hell no.
But I mean, like, does it matter to you with the age difference? Or do you see it like, well, shit, they grown. They going to make their
own
decisions.
Man, grown people is grown people.
That nigga is like, 49.
Nah, I mean, he 53.
But this is the whole 53. Thing. When you're grown, you make grown people decisions. Mm. Like, now, if they was like 17 and under, okay. But, I mean, he's past that phase. He's picking older women.
I honestly don't see anything.
I think he's just going to do what it is. I mean, R. Kelly just,
it's not illegal.
I mean, yeah, and I ain't losing no sleep about R. Kelly because it's that, you know, hey, people do what they want
to
do.
He about to drop an album.
Well, good. It's going to be good.
You
R.
know what?
Have a good album.
He do make some dope music.
Man, best album, hands down, 12 Play. If you've never gotten busy to 12 Play, your sex life is boring.
You remind me of my Jeep. I wanna ride it.
You're something like, what?
Hey, man, he make dope music. He fucked up as an individual, but that brother make dope music.
Exactly. I know what I do really want to talk about. No, it's not about he gets a pass.
He don't get a pass.
He doesn't get a pass.
For being a pervert?
Anytime you mess with children, you don't get a pass. But, I mean, all these women in the house is grown. So, at this point, I can't say nothing.
He has a...
Shoot, the whole thing, Aaliyah family said that they were never married. He never dated her. So, why am I going to go back and forth with them? They said that. Hey, that's what it is. I ain't going to argue with him. She dead. God bless the dead. Very talented woman. But what I do want to talk about... Dun, 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 dun. Usher, Let It Burn.
That's my favorite R&B.
Let It
too, man.
Burn.
That shit costing them.
Man.
He didn't respond to it, though. That's the way to do it. That's how you know it.
But people so petty, though. They was just like, people was on there telling some boy, you got that sick dick. Like, what? I was like, leave that man alone. Like, first of all, if he does have herpes, okay. If you've ever had a cold sore before, you've had herpes. A fever blister. It's herpes simplex 1 or whatever. But, you know, whoever leaked that information, they wrong for that. Because he probably 9 times out of 10 paid them for that.
Yeah, they said that he paid them $1 million to be quiet.
Well, then why is she talking? Why are they talking about
it? And he got a second lawsuit.
Well, you know.
Ten what?
$1 million.
Because it's a group of women. I think her name is Lisa Bloom. Because he has had sex with a number of women at this point.
And not disclosed
now,
it?
Yes, he hasn't disclosed
that
to them.
Oh, Lord. They
you know, that is a...
Which is
a crime.
Probably illegal. Yeah,
it's a crime. If you have herpes, syphilis, or HIV and AIDS, you must notify all of your sexual partners that you've ever come in contact with and let them know that you have it so that they can consent to having sex with you. And so, you know, now it's a lot of women saying that they had sex with Usher and that, you know, and if they do have herpes or whatever, then it's going to be an even bigger pot.
Now, I got a controversial question.
What's up?
Let's say the average girl from Youngstown, Ohio, goes to a concert, get backstage and get with Usher. And Usher says that, hey, you know, I want to mess around, but I got this going on, this that, and going on, this that, and going on. Do you think that she would sleep with him just because of his star status?
I would like to think that no, she wouldn't. I would like to think that if she was to sleep with him, she would put a condom on. That means give head with a condom and.
But if you gotta start not using the condom though.
Well,
I definitely would.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. When they get hit, like most men, prime example, let me give you an example.
Shout out to Boys in the Hood. We ain't fucking, but she gave me head. Nigga, you can still get that shit from
exactly,
that.
Which is the problem that a lot of men have is like when I first went to college, this, you know, one Caucasian woman that I hung with, she was like, girl, I don't never give no head without a condom. And I was just like, what? She was like, yeah. She was like, because, you know, I'm saving myself a marriage, but I don't want nothing in my mouth. And I was like, oh, that's pretty smart. She was like, if you know what you're doing, they could still fill it with the condom. I was like, oh, well, I wouldn't know. I'm not about that life. Like, I'm not savage.
That sucks.
I'm not savage.
That sucks so
But
bad.
That's a very smart way of doing it so you don't, because STDs do live in your mouth. And plus, you know, they got that new gonorrhea that's out that lives, it breeds in your mouth now. And you can't cure it.
That's why niggas brush these things.
No, that's halitosis and no good.
I'm not getting hit with no condom. I'll fucking jack off.
I heard they developed a condom that changed colors when you have some type of STD.
But it hasn't been approved yet.
No.
Hell no.
been approved. And how many dudes are going to use it? Dudes, a lot of dudes like to have sex raw.
No.
Yes, they do. No. Like, well, if you had sex with everybody else with a condom, then I could just be the like, bruh.
Nah, bruh.
Bruh. Raw is like the deadly sin.
I have two that everybody
likes. That's the apple.
That's the, like.
That's the apple she fits.
That shit feel good in the motherfucker, but
nah, you gotta
that
hit
shit
it.
Ain't
nah.
worth the risk. I'm a hypochondriac with that shit.
You're a hypochondriac. What, you gonna fake sick?
No, hypochondriac is a person who feels as though they're sick from the littlest thing.
Yeah.
Or they paint
they
it in their mind.
They
overanalyze.
Like, you could say, here. Like, you could start this. And a hypochondriac sometimes
like, oh,
has, like,
shit.
Munchausen's disease. Where, like, if you start coughing, they'll start coughing. And they'll go, oh, I think I got something. Like, I understand. My OBGYN, I'm like, hey, bruh.
Hold up now.
I'm coming in for a visit. He be like, it's nothing. It doesn't matter. I just want to make sure. Because this is Atlanta. Where dudes sleep with men and men.
Nah, don't do
and
that.
And women.
Do y'all really think that's real, though?
Yes!
We don't,
yes.
I don't want to get on the topic.
Man, let me tell you something.
No, we're not.
No, this is what I'm saying. Oh. I know of somebody who is in my family that is messing with, that is,
how do you go from vagina to that?
Because, man, I don't know, but this is all I gotta say, is that is very true, it's very real, and, like, I know somebody really, 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 really close to, like, me, and they, like, I know how I know that they mess in the gay community, but they still come home to their wife, is because one of my good friends, he is gay, and he was like, you know, I seen him at the gay club, and he was getting turned on by a man.
No,
and I said, shut up.
No.
And he was like, yeah, you know, his wife be up there looking stupid all the time. And I was like, no.
No, that shit's a myth, man, because ain't no way you gonna backtrack from some.
She just found out, but, you know, I mean, she did find, you know, this person, that she did find out about it. And they were just like, hey, man, it's just something that happened. Like, I'm not really into that. But then, you know,
no.
Women start.
But they probably didn't have sex with a woman. Because you can't go back from that shit.
Well, this is the whole thing. But
I'm about to throw up, guys.
No. But being real, like, I think that a lot of dudes who have turned over that new lead never really had a woman that they had sex with.
No, I think what a lot of it is that when you find people that do stuff like that, usually it's because they had those tendencies before,
mm-hmm.
and they picked the woman to hide that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. That's just like if you know, and like this is a stereotype that I see. Like, I know a good amount of girls that have been ran through and they have a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And but now they're lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a lot of kids.
Well,
so
lesbians
apparently
ain't
at some point
like that though.
Yeah, but at some point you were very, very much so attracted to men that you produce these children, but now you're a lesbian, but you still cheat with a man. It's kind of like, yeah, you should say, yeah, it's bisexual, but, you know, it's a sense that do you really like that or do you like the way that this, you know, person takes care of you?
Bisexual is only a term used for women.
Yep.
See, but if you were in front of the LGBTQ community...
I heard that they added another letter. I thought I saw that in the status.
Yeah, it is. The LG, well, a few articles that I have read, let me not direct quote, because I, you know, I love the LGBTQ community.
What the fuck does Q stand for?
Questionable? Q stands for questioning. Now, some people would say queer. I don't think that it's appropriate. I think questioning, what I've always been told is questioning.
I heard it was questioning.
It's questioning. And so that means that even if you don't know or you're not unsure, you're questioning yourself. But recently in a few articles that I read is the LGBTQ community is supposed to be adding a P. And it's very controversial because the P stands for pediosexual.
What's that?
Which pediosexual is basically...
Jaden Smith.
No, pediosexual means that you're an adult and you take pleasure in having sex with children.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's like
I heard about that. Like, they trying to make that one of the laws. Where
well, now, what they're doing now is they're making, if you are a pediosexual, other words, a pedophile, that they're trying to say that is a mental illness and you don't get into jail time for it. Yes.
What?
That's
so
real. I've heard
and
that.
And my mom's like, my mom... You know, she's a social worker. She knows a lot of things. What they're trying to do now is reduce the, is to not give pedophiles jail sentence for mints and just send them to a mental institution because they feel like it is a mental illness.
That's terrible.
But I just feel like the LGBTQ community would not adopt that
yeah.
simply because everybody who's LGBTQ, you're doing something with an adult. Even mm-hmm. if there are teenagers doing it, I'm sure they're doing other teenagers, but I don't think having sex with children constitute, I mean, I just don't think that it's appropriate.
Yeah,
if a 20-year-old girl was like, I just want to have sex with your son, like, oh, you're going to get these hands, bro. You're getting these hands, like, straight up. Beating your ass.
That's different.
No, it's
that's
not.
Different.
That's different. If he's 7,
I think
that's
you're blocking.
Why we make a look at you. Like,
You're blocking, Jazz.
No.
At 7, my son is blocking. 7, and a 20-year-old wants to have sex with him. That is inappropriate.
7, yeah.
If I had a son, 7 is extremely inappropriate for a 20-year-old.
If he's 14, you
14,
blocking.
15, yeah.
What?
If he's 14, you blocking. Just let it happen.
Get out of here.
It's going to happen one day.
First of all, I hope not. I hope no 20-year-old.
But that's real. That is so
But
real.
No, like I'm saying, like one of the books that I was reading, it was this guy. He was like, whenever I see a 2-year-old with no clothes on, I just get so turned on. And it didn't matter what the gender was.
What the fuck?
That's why I feel like women shouldn't let, like, I just feel like parents, you have to be very careful with your children, even stuff that you post. But yeah, so pediosexuals, they're actually coming out more with people admitting that they are pediosexuals. And one of the things that people who are pediosexuals said is that, being a pediosexual is similar to being black, so they're going from that standpoint. Some of them are going from that standpoint. Now, a lot of the pediosexuals that have been coming out, they are of a certain race.
White
folks.
White. And then the ones that in that, but they're saying that it is a lot of other races that are in the closet that are actually pediosexuals as well. They just don't want to identify because they don't want the stigma. So you guys just be careful. You guys might start to see the little pediosexual stickers and stuff. Y'all don't pipe up on the people, okay?
They gonna get their ass whooped because they get their ass whooped in jail. So
yeah, like I just think it's a fine boundary of like children. No, like I just don't honestly like one of the documentaries that said is smoking right now. And he's trying to get this stuff in my head.
Yeah, I just almost fucking threw up by this conversation.
Well, I'm just telling you. So if you see somebody with an LG, if they do start making them the LGBTQP
sticker,
they're
not going to adopt that. They're not going.
I don't think they are. A lot of people I know in the LGBTQ community was just like, that's the stupidest shit I ever fucking heard. And they were like, that is, we already have enough going on besides as one of my good friends said.
Exactly.
We got too much shit going
already.
Besides somebody wanting to fuck little kids.
But I do have a question in reference to our next topic, and that's Black China. And the question that I have is it wrong for a woman to get money out of a man if he's willing to give it away?
No.
Now, in a sense, I agree because you know what you're doing is wrong because you're trying to buy somebody's affection. That's just like...
This is the whole thing. If you're giving somebody... This is, and this is, you know, I think Black China, she did her thing. Like my grandma said, a sucker's born every day. He tended to be that sucker. Do I think she had the baby from him out of spite? Nah, I don't think, I don't think it's that serious. I think that he probably deep down is not a good person and has nice traits, but
nah, she did that
in
shit
a
for
sense,
the Kardashian connection for the rest of her life.
But no, you gotta look at it like I just think it's different motives. Like you gotta look at it, she's coming from somebody who she had a different relationship with. A lot of women tend to pick guys like Rob that are suckers and that are guppies after they've been through a hard breakup simply because it's easier to be with somebody like that. But if you're in China is an alpha female and she's been through a lot in her life. So for you to be with somebody, it doesn't even matter if she's been with a lot of dick. If you look at the average man, they said the average man has slept with 20 women in his lifetime. So I mean, that's still a lot of people compared to me. That's like me saying,
that ain't shit.
I'm saying that's not shit. But what I'm saying is that to me, 20 people in a lifetime is a lot of fucking people. So that's judging. You're taking your, what you're doing is you're using a double standard to gauge her. Do you know, like, let me give you a prime example. Okay. Since people want to talk about Black China. First of all, in Atlanta, do you know there are several groups of dudes that charge women thousands of dollars to take them on dates? They are called a paid companion. No, they are a paid companion. You said
thousands of dollars?
Thousands of dollars. I have a homeboy right now that has an array of six women that pay him for his time when he interacts with
just
them.
Just dates.
He goes on just dates. He goes with them to social events. He is the arm candy.
Well, I'm doing that shit for free.
No, but he's fucking up. Yeah, you're doing it for free, but he gets paid a very, 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 very nice stipend from it. He names his price. How much he charged for his a certain amount of time. If you want to have sex with him, you have a price. If you want to see, if you want a dick pic, that has a price. It's a very similar. These men have gotten very crafty with a lot of the things that they do.
Because so, more women out here than men.
Exactly, but then why are you now? Why are you talking about Black China?
I'm not talking about Black China. I'm not saying that what she did was wrong because.
But you said she takes a lot of dick, so basically you're insinuating that she's a whore.
Well,
and that's just
because
like,
it's subjective. Because
she's a woman.
She's a woman.
If she was a man, then if he, she was a man,
and that's the history of the double standard.
Yeah, but that's the whole, that doesn't make it right. Because if she was a man and she finessed Oprah out $20 million, everybody be like, bruh, man, you nobody will be talking mad about her, like. I just think that people. I just think that with the Black China thing, we don't know all the ins and outs of her and Ron's relationship, so we can't really say or whatever. But I feel like she might have, in the beginning, she might have really liked Rob. But you know, when you're dealing with somebody, and I've dated somebody who is bipolar and has depression, it is a lot on a person to deal with somebody who has those type of mental illness. It's just different. Yeah. Like, you're not going to get the same person every day if they don't take their meds, if they don't do this and a thing. Like, when she was on the show, he was saying, well, some days I just lock myself in the room and don't take baths. Like, what the fuck? Like, we about to have a baby and you talking about you don't want to take no fucking bath?
Kardashian, because she's not going to fuck with no random other dude. I guarantee if he didn't have Kardashian as his last name, it would be no association between Black China and the Kardashian.
No, if Kylie would have never fucked Black China's baby daddy, then it would have never been no problem, because originally Black China was good friends with Kim Kardashian, and then in the course of her being with friends with Kim Kardashian, they used to be at all the events with the Kardashians, and then all of a sudden you find out that their little sister is fucking your baby daddy. So she was already associated with them, because when the scandal broke, it was already that type of situation.
Well, we all fall victim to being associated with the community of your interactions. And
people, yeah, that is true. I be telling folks, don't put me like, nah, no.
What you got to say, sir? You was about to say something.
That I was going to say that, all right. We've had this fucking discussion about women and men and a double standard for 1,000 years.
Forever.
The double standard is actually a valid excuse now.
Okay, explain.
It's just the way it is. And that's just the way it is. Men can fuck a bunch of women and women can't fuck a bunch of men. And that's the way it is.
Do you think it's due to the population? Whereas it's for every man is three women? Sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You mean the numbers, this is Atlanta. Numbers, it's 26 women.
Globally. Numbers, but I know I'm just in Atlanta, it's one man for every 9 or 10 women.
No, it's not. It's not that low. In Atlanta, it is 26 women to one man in Atlanta, because you have to extract the dudes that are gay, the ones that are known to be gay. Then you have to extract the ones that are in jail and who are in prison. And then you have the regular ones. It's 26 women to one man. And that number is going to grow by 20.
And that's why. By 2019.
Women. And so when it gets to 2019, it's supposed to be 30 something to one man.
So my next question for you, Jazz, and do you feel like living in Atlanta, knowing everything that's going on, do you feel like you have to put a check to your standards to get that man that you want?
I mean, I'm real picky. So, I mean, most of the time, like, one, I'm rarely attracted to people, like...
She gonna go to New York, but...
Whatever. most of the time, I'm rarely attracted to people, and a lot of things turn me off really quick. So, like, dirty nails, turn off. No car, turn off. Can't dress, turn off. Bad hygiene, turn off.
So, you just limited it to about 20,000 males in Atlanta.
Yeah, and then I don't like short men, so that eliminates a lot.
10,000.
I mean, I'm just very selective. Like, I'm just selective. Now,
there's
basically
one nigga on this planet that's made for you.
And
you got the one.
It might be two. I know one of them. We just can't get right. I know that's one right. of them. We probably made to be together. We probably was together in another.
You know what I said last
We probably were together said, in another lifetime.
You know what I said last time.
No, first of all, stop no.
Okay.
Stop clearly, the person who I'm talking about, they live in Florida, and they clearly are.
Said 6'4".
Y'all, so let me go ahead and break this theory down. So, Seth seems to feel like that me and Silk are compatible, and we're not. We're so the homie. Just and like even Seth when we, is so
even when
the
we
homie.
Talk text on group chat, Seth don't never respond to a motherfucking thing. That shit pissed me the hell off. Yes, I'll throw your ass out under the bus because you don't never respond.
I'm in the trap.
Me and Jess had a full blown conversation this morning.
It was five texts apiece.
It no, wasn't no damn five texts apiece.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a total of 10. It's maybe 7 total.
This is what Seth likes to do. Now, originally, if y'all originally listened to the first season of the podcast, Seth used to be doing all that little extra shit. Now, he didn't try to put me completely on Silk. Mm-hmm. Like, cut that shit out. Let me be very clear. Let me be clear.
You don't fuck with us no more like
Let me be extremely clear. Let's be clear. I don't want Seth ass, and I don't want Silk ass. I never have, never will. They are like my brothers, like my legit brothers, not like some folks say.
That's not true.
You changed.
That's not true. I'm working more. I'm not in the group. I don't even text in the group me at work.
When we be talking about scheduling and all that shit.
I'm going to put a word bet. Something like that. I'm
coming.
You know I'm coming.
After me and Jazz go back and forth, we'll get nothing from you.
I'm reading.
And Jazz got to say, you talk to Seth.
And then as soon as I say said, then that's when he chimes in the conversation.
Because like, I'm reading it. I'm just too busy to. I can't.
We all busy.
We all busy.
What the hell is you saying? Don't you act like your goddamn schedule
is better. Come on, man.
It's not better. My schedule fucking sucks. I fucking work 6 days during the day every day. When y'all texting Sunday morning, that means Saturday night. What was I doing?
Who knows?
Getting fucked up.
I was on the day Saturday night.
But you weren't fucked up. So Sunday morning, I'm recovering so I can go to fucking work. Change, I'm literally change, at work bro. Until 2 o'clock change, trying to hold change. My throw up.
We're having Ebonics podcast behind the scenes. Oh, we're venting right now. Yes.
Look, Seth is the one. I'm taking it to the next level.
He don't
mark
he don't
my words right
to
now.
No messages.
Look, that's not my thing. That's not my thing.
Come on, don't even lie.
You lying on the mic right now, man.
I don't text nobody. I just don't text. Because I can't spell everything I want to say.
Whatever.
Hip-hop. Live out.
What's the next topic?
That's not true. I'm actually
say,
a really good
anywho,
I'm gonna text back in the group text now, okay? My apologies.
You be go.
I got this. I'll be here.
Jazz back and forth. You may read it, but you don't respond.
I read it.
Which messes up the whole thing.
It messes up the flow.
We don't know what the fuck you got going on.
When I read the topics this morning, I was like, oh, those are some good topics. I was like, oh, okay. And then I thought about them. I went over them in my head. So, look, it's not enough. Guys, listeners, it's not enough that I actually review the material in my head. They want confirmation from me that I'm actually reviewing it. From now on, I'm going to give y'all the satisfaction, gratification that I am reviewing it in my confirmation text message. I started to like it. Y'all know y'all could do that, but Silk can't see that. Because he got the HTC.
He can't.
Yeah, because, yeah.
He got the last
HTC. I know my shit show up.
I'm just saying, because everybody be trying to figure out, we all have a hectic schedule. Sunday is the day that we agreed upon, but Sunday be getting crazy. And when you don't respond, that makes you not be able to fully.
Made these arrangements, and this nigga ain't even responding.
Exactly. Did you just fart?
No, that was the chair squeaking or something.
I was about to say, if your ass just farted, you can get the fuck from over here. I just want to touch on real quick the OJ thing. I just want to say, as a black community,
the what thing?
OJ. Black people really feel like that OJ only went to jail this long. First of all, hold on. For y'all who listening who don't, OJ was a famous football player who was married to an African American woman, who left his African American woman to date a Caucasian white girl who was still in high school. That
I'm
he
not
took the
black,
prom.
I'm OJ.
And ooh, what ended up happening OJ. Was she had a drug habit, and she was probably sleeping around, and she was killed, and they felt like OJ did it. And so then OJ was an idiot because he wrote the book, If I Would Have Did It, just so he can get some more money. Because, you know, sometimes a lot
he
of these.
Be playing with white folks.
Yeah, emotion, but a lot of these. But they were really upset about Nicole's thing because she was a blonde hair, blue eyed white woman, and that is the epitome of greatness. In this world that we live in, which I don't necessarily believe that, but hey, that's what it is. And so, you know, first of all, they gave OJ all that time. You know how much that memorabilia was that he stole, which was his memorabilia.
It was $860.
First of all, it was
dollars,
not
$860.
It was not
what?
That memorabilia was not even worth that much. OJ has been sitting in jail
for
100 years. $52.83 worth of memorabilia.
Hell no. You know OJ makes, you know he makes 20 grand a month?
Yes, NFL retirement.
Yeah.
Liddy. Yeah. But they can't touch it though. Who, those what? Family, the Brown family and the other people's family, they can't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Why can't they?
Because he settled out of court.
Because civil. He settled, because they sued him in the civil suit.
Yep. Civil suit's all about money, not criminal.
Exactly. But yeah, so you stole $100 worth of million of your own shit. Because it's your own shit.
He could have just signed some shit.
Yeah, but they said he was already. Man, first of all, OJ is a prime example of, you know, karma. I'm just going to say that. You was doing too much. Like, I still don't believe OJ did it. But I feel like when he was being extra, you was being extra playing with them folks or whatever. I feel like. That's what got him, because you was playing with them.
If the glove don't fit.
No, yeah, but I don't even necessarily.
I seen the fucking documentary. They had DNA testing and his blood was attached to the glove and all that other shit.
Man, let me tell you something. When you look at how people do the court system and how they make stuff, if you look at a lot of these cases, it's not on FX. It's one of the ID channel. When you look at all these old cases that they pulling up from people from the late 80s, early 90s, where they're saying they got this DNA of these people, and they running that DNA back, and it's not even close to those people. And them people been sitting in jail for 20 years. Like, you can't, that don't mean nothing. Just because you saying that, I mean, I know people who work for the state as key witnesses, and sometimes they fudge a little bit of stuff. Like, even though they tell you not to, they fudge it. Like, this system wasn't built, you know what I'm saying, for us. So just be mindful of DNA. You got blood DNA. How, when he wasn't even there? You know what I'm saying? He showed up later. That girl was she was a drug addict. This is things that I look at. One, she was a drug addict. Mm-hmm. She was snorting up $2 million worth of dope in a year. $2 million
God
worth of
damn.
Dope? Bitch. You is goddamn in the glaciers.
Yeah.
Like, you snorting up $2 million worth of dope. You been snorting that high level of dope. And you buying your shit from the damn Colombians. Play with them fucking Colombians if you want to about their money. Play with that MS-13 about their money and their goddamn drugs. Mm-hmm. They will cut your motherfucking bitch.
She was laid on one dime sack.
Exactly. Then this is another thing to let you know. This is how, if that man was a 13th degree black belt and he got into it with OJ would have seemingly got his ass whooped. So it's no point. OJ didn't have no bruises on his hand, no bruises.
He
so
did have a bruise based off of the documentary. OJ Simpson.
Yeah, but you know that was scripted to be for TV as well, so that doesn't necessarily make it factual.
Man, you gotta watch that shit. I won't believe it that OJ did it.
Nah, that is
what meant. That TV series.
Yeah.
Nah, that's subjective.
Crazy. It was good too.
It was good, but it's based upon somebody who believes that OJ actually did it. Okay. That's the perspective is from somebody who actually did it. If you look at it from a biased situation, if you got three people in the house and you're fighting them and they're scratching and under her nails, she got skin and stuff under her nails. When they took a picture of OJ without his clothes off, you would have been able to see those bruises. If you fought somebody who's a 13th degree black belt, your hands would show that. The way that man fought for his life was somebody who was fighting for their life. He had way too many bruises and contusions on him or whatever, and you can see where he was physically hitting and biting and all the other stuff for his life. So I don't think OJ did it. Now, I do think that he probably know who did it, but, I mean, hey, he probably was mad that she was cheating on him.
Orenthal James Simpson.
Nah, it wasn't him.
So what
you said you wanted to say, speak on it.
That coming home party gonna be lit, Chloe Dawn. Welcome home, Pops.
That's his daughter though, man. That is his daughter. I don't care what nobody say.
They were straight trolling her in the comments.
Cause Chloe looks the most different from all of her sisters with the round, strong jawbone and roundish lines.
Those. Yeah,
man. Chris and OJ made Chloe, and they ruined Lamar Odom, and they about to ruin Tristan Thompson. And yeah, man. But fuck OJ, taking the case aside from it, the thing that I dislike about OJ is that he didn't embrace his heritage and his black skin. One of the most dominant running backs in the NFL, he never embraced his black heritage. And
why you say that?
Because he was always of white people. And in history, when all of this crisis, living in California, when all these police riots going on, he made a statement that said that, hey, this has nothing to do with me because I'm OJ. He didn't identify as black. So, you know, despite that, I get it that you in your own little bubble, but it's almost as though you're being fake within yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know your heritage, and despite all that, you can speak on it. OJ, Jim Brown. Who's more respected in the black community?
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, without a shadow of a doubt. Muhammad Ali, you know, respecting this community. And the only reason that even Muhammad got appreciated when he is only because he died and he got the shakes and he was silenced. He wasn't as vocal as him. But man, I don't know. I just can't identify with OJ because he's about OJ. And in some sense, that makes sense because he's about himself. But when you have that platform and here we are, we're in our 20s and 30s and we're still talking about this dude when something happened in 1994. Come on, man.
Well, I do want to talk about, I just want to talk about the coon of the week.
Who's the
coon of the mofo week? Michael Vick.
Yes. Kaepernick shut his ass down. He made him look crazy with his
response. I didn't even get to see Kaepernick's response, okay. But I just want to say, Michael Vick, you get coon of the week because you used them, first of all. If we pull up them pictures of you with them braids, with them black beads and them red and black beads on the end, looking like Shaquita from the West Side hooked you up before you got it done, trust me, you need to really cut it out. Cause I felt like his comment wasn't even relevant. Like you just got on there and said these white folks wanted you to say. Like it wasn't never like you didn't even know what to say.
And Kaepernick said that he got this syndrome. I can't remember.
Stockholm syndrome, where you appreciate the person that's abusing you, and you gain a love for him. So he pretty much said that Michael Vick appreciated the white man who put him down for so many years when the black community appreciated him for the person that he was, and they stood up for him. But he pretty much turned his back on his community. The Stockholm Syndrome stems from a bank robbery where they took all these hostages, and these hostages over time gained an affection for the people that were holding him hostage.
Based off of one kind gesture or something like that.
Yeah, based off of one kind gesture, and that's what exactly what Michael Vick did. I don't know Michael Vick's financial situation, but it's almost on the fact that he just sided with him just to gain a job with either Fox Sports or just a lot of bullshit. So he put out a rhetoric that the major media wanted to do, and that's continue to put Kaepernick down. And shout out to Colin Kaepernick because he's been delivering water to all these impoverished countries using his own money and still pushing the message. And a lot of people have it misconstrued with Colin Kaepernick's message. It was about the veterans and the mistreatment of African Americans in America based off of police culture.
Wait, maybe I thought it wasn't about the veterans.
It wasn't about a vet. Yeah. He was speaking on the mistreatment of veterans, whereas they serve your country and you do everything that they can within their power. They put their life on the line. But when you come home, veterans typically don't have shit and people don't appreciate them. Mm-hmm. So even with Michael Vick and I know he probably hasn't even looked at it in his broad sense, but Colin Kaepernick is, I would say, going out on a statement, the Muhammad Ali of the 2000 era, because he doesn't have a job right
now. Look at his sacrifice.
He put everything on the line. Yeah, dog. He lost endorsements with Nike. He lost endorsements with everybody that he was associated with. He was the biggest thing. Last big thing that he was attached to was the 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl. And since then, you know, new coach, new situation, and all that plays into it. But, yeah, man, Colin Kaepernick, shout out to him because he's very selfless and he's used his own money, despite him not necessarily having, for the greater good of society. And people tend to overlook that. Shout out to Cap, who is actually a member
of... Shout out to the bros.
A member of your fraternity, but yeah, man, and he comes from a mixed home. It's not as though
he's a capo or a noob.
I don't know that answer.
Right.
I don't know that answer, but he comes from a mixed home. He comes from a mixed home, but
yo, you want to know the irony is that they say R. Kelly, the girls that live in R. Kelly's house, also have what's it called?
Stockholm Syndrome. But yeah, and that's true. But in a sense, when you're at a young age, your mind is easily manipulated because you haven't experienced anything to learn anything from. You can't sit here and say you are the same person that you are when you were 18 and 19. And that's a fact. You probably did a complete 180. But yeah, man. And when I saw they know it, and you getting bags and this, that, and the third, and when we were at our age of 18, it was all about material possessions. And as you grow older, from what I learned with women with dating, is that when it comes to dating, material possessions don't really mean a thing. It's more about the person that you are. Mm-hmm. But that's just my own emphasis on that. And the next topic that I do have to speak on is there ever any justification for cheating? Any justification? No. Can cheating ever be justified?
No.
From a man's and woman's perspective.
Go say it. Tell us when.
I can think of an instance.
You said women have
revenge.
So that's no. Yeah, if it's revenge, you already broken up though.
Okay. So what you do is, what you could do is, if say somebody cheats on you, cheat back and then break up. And you got your revenge. And I think that's justified.
But it won't weigh the same because she's already done wrong to you before you can do wrong.
That's cool. It'll make you feel better, though. And it'll make you feel a little better.
And the reason for me speaking on this was that, you know, Beyonce, the ladies love Beyonce. And
shout out to The Hive because I'm The Hive. For
album. How did Beyonce bounce back from that to a point where she's able to accept that he cheated and messed around and able to be the strong woman that y'all say she is? I'm not really Beyonce high, but just that, what justifies her decision to stay with him?
But this is the whole thing. This is what people don't understand. In a relationship that you have with a person, because they do one thing, you know what I'm saying? Because they are flawed in one thing, we're all human. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's a deal breaker. Like, you can't condemn somebody for one or two actions that they did. Like,
so when you write out your... Messing around.
Yeah, it's not, but see, is a fucking deal breaker.
But this is the whole thing. Everybody has their level of deal breakers that they deal with. Women are able to withstand a lot more because that's just how God created us. In a sense, with cheating, a lot of times with women, what happens is when that man cheats, the problem that women have is the level of communication. Now, we've touched on this many a times on this show. It's communication. If you do something that hurts me and you don't want to communicate with me after you've done something, then that's where the problem becomes. A person can get over anything if they're able to express themselves and see that you genuinely have learned from what you have done. Period. That's how most women are. Beyonce is probably able to, she probably still has, if you listen to the evolution of Beyonce from beginning to end, you can see where there's been flaws and cracks within their marriage. But it's not, when you deal with something like cheating or any other type of things in your relationship, that is private. That is for nobody else to get into it. Because what happens is when you put other people into your relationship, then their opinion in some shape, form, or fashion becomes a factor. Whether it heightens how you feel about a situation or it helps you get a fucking type of attitude. But I'm sure Jay-Z has done a lot of stuff, and I'm still sure it probably might be a level of trust. But do you
think she cheated back?
Hell yeah. Y'all say we out here smashing.
Oh, shit.
I don't believe that. Let me tell you something.
I've never thought that before.
But this is all done. Let me tell you something about Virgo women.
Because always be putting her on this pedestal. I know she out here.
But it's not necessarily out here being a pedestal. But one thing about Virgo women is that the level of love and loyalty that they give to a person, it's something that's undeniable. If you've never dated a Virgo woman, then you don't really know what love and loyalty is.
That's Virgo.
And that's just what it is. Because if I'm in love with you and I have love, you've dated a Virgo before?
My ex was a Virgo.
Which ex? Because you've had a few.
The most recent one.
Okay, you've had, that breaks it down to three.
But my thing is, y'all thinking of cheating in that sexual sense.
But even
emotional as well.
Emotional cheating, all of that is wrong. It very much is wrong. But I mean, I ain't gonna say nobody is perfect where they might not cheat and they this and the third. But from a perspective of when you most. In a sense, Virgo people, that it's a level of love that they have. And it's a level of, even though you did something fucked up to me, I am going to torture you or whatever. But I'm still willing to work it out with you. And I'm not going to. They don't retaliate in a sense. Now, did she probably beat his ass? Yeah. Did her sister, she probably tell her sister about that shit? Her sister beat his ass in the elevator? Yes. But it's not necessarily, I'm going to sleep with somebody to get back at you. Because we don't come from the perspective. Now, when it comes to petty arguments and few, yes, two negatives do make a positive in a sense with that. But in terms of giving your body to somebody else, I highly doubt that. And she's been with him for a very long time.
She could have went back to her first love.
Eric Renee.
You're cheating. And she'd catch that extra body.
I mean, come on, man.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
But Jay-Z is not the only dude that Beyonce talked to.
You don't think that's the only dude she been with?
I know that she's been with other people, but I'm saying.
You think she has?
Talking to, communicating. Expressing herself, being able to communicate with a person with how she feels. Can you honestly sit here and say that Jay-Z is the only man that she can do that with, or she has done that with? Fuck no. You got bodyguards who develop these friendships, who you just around people and you just talking.
Virgos don't fuck with the help, bro. What is you talking about? Nobody fucks with the help. Let me go ahead and put this out here.
That's true.
Because see, you mixing us y'all in. You really y'all trying to tripping. Do us Virgos a certain type of way. Rule number one.
Virgos. No, you saying Beyonce. You're not speaking on Virgos because I'm sure Virgos fuck around.
Okay, listen. Let me, hold on. Let me be very clear. When you are a woman of a certain stature in a certain place in your life, you fucking with the help of slim to none. Because at the end of the day, it's levels to this shit. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they are mega together. Separate, they might not be that mega with each other. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. And one thing, like, one of my mentors when I worked in corporate, she used to talk about her husband doing little shit all the time. I was like, why are you on? She was like, because she was like, it's too much money between us to break that money up over some shit because you're a human.
So she don't overlook their status and fuck with the next.
But she wasn't like that though. She was like, I'm content with where we at. Everybody doesn't have a pessimistic view on relationships and how people operate in a relationship.
It's not pessimistic. It's realistic.
No, but it's pessimistic. No, she don't. Like, she don't care.
Come on.
She
got
she just don't. She said she's just to a point where she don't care. Like, when she her money good. Like, this is good. Her kids are good. She's a mom. Like, when you a mom, you move different.
Yeah.
When you a mom, you move different.
She got her revenge.
It's bigger shit on
cheated.
Your mind. Like,
her revenge was, taking that nigga off the scene, sharing a bank account with that nigga, him buying the house.
It comes from a perspective. Revenge is not necessarily a physical thing. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily physical cheating. I could mentally mind fuck you every fucking day and get my revenge on you. I can manipulate a situation with you every single day. If I belittle you and I berate you every single day and I tell you, oh, you're going to buy me this and you're going to buy me that, in some case, shape, form, or fashion, that could be revenge. I could have you, like, you know, she was like, yeah, he ain't really like my mom, but he bought my mom a brand new house. Da da da. That's revenge. Mm-hmm. You hate my mom, but you gonna buy a house because you fucking up. You fucking off. Like, boom. And revenge ain't gotta always be a physical thing.
Right, and that's why I say emotional. She probably been on the road and doing the Lemonade album and promo. She got a little bodyguard that, you know what I mean, that she can relate to, or even just somebody around the vicinity. I cannot sit here and say that Beyonce don't cheat on Jay-Z. Not in the physical sense or penetrating or anything like that, but she got to have some type of other man that she reaches out to figure out and make sense of her own emotions.
Why she can't talk to her
dad?
That
nigga's probably gay. So, I'm just being honest, bro.
No,
I'm just being honest. Beyonce, since Jay-Z, her and Jay-Z been together, she hasn't had sex with nobody else, probably. If Beyonce came out and was like, I was a virgin before I met Jay-Z.
But she has come out and said that.
She said that?
She said that.
I can believe it. I can believe it. I was going to say that.
She can say that she a virgin, but y'all, the hive will believe that shit. Jagged Edge was smashing 2 out of 4 of the women in Destiny's Child before they broke up. So who's to say that something couldn't have happened between Jagged Edge?
What team was that?
LaToya, who got kicked out, and the other one who was strung out on crack with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Man, come on, man. Come on, man. You live in a moment. You don't live. Your mindset isn't so focused that far beyond to be like, okay, I'm going to be this amazing mega pop star and have all these millions and all right, sacrifice
but then, okay,
my
but look, own
impurities.
Look, you got to look at it like this, right? You got to look at it.
When shout out to Ashanti. I love
when did Jay-Z first meet Beyonce? He first met Beyonce when she was 16 in a studio. They had a natural chemistry. Boom. That's when he first met her. She was an impressionable age then. So, speaking from being a
so 16...
So, Jay-Z's
new R. Kelly.
No, it's not saying he's the new R. Kelly. That I would never say that. But I'm saying when she first met him, she felt an attraction to him. She was 16. They never embarked upon that until she was older. So, if you first meet somebody, especially... First of all, you got to look at it. She's always been the lead of a group. Like, that's a lot of pressure to be on a person.
But Kelly's been singing Beyonce's vocals forever, though. And then she just take... I'm just trolling. I'm trolling.
I'm just trolling. But it's the fact of the matter that if they... I don't find it hard to believe that she could have been a virgin because you got to look at it. Her dad was on her all the time about everything. She started officially dating Jay-Z when she was 20. So she started officially dating him when she was 20. Her dad, her schedule used to be so tight. Like, her dad used to, her and her dad used to do everything together. Because her dad was like, he knew she was going to be a huge star and she did not have time to be distracted. You got to look at that. If somebody else actually slept with Beyonce, they would have said something about it by now.
Not if you have an NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
Man, first of all, she's been with him. You're just so pessimistic.
No, like, because y'all put Beyonce on it's such not, a high level.
It's not about
putting
her on a pedestal. It's the fact of the matter that not every woman wants to fuck off. Like, that's a stereotype. Not every woman wants to fuck off. It's someone. I got a homegirl now who's 28 years old. She never has had sex before. She said that she's saving herself for something bigger. Sure? I know a lot of people like that. Yes.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, I mean, she's saving her. She's always been like that. That comes from her religious place. All of that. My mom never had sex with nobody else besides my dad. And that's who her nature is. I know plenty of women. It's a lot of women that just don't want to fuck. If you've never had something, then you don't care about it. I can't say pickles is good because I never ate a pickle. They stank to me. I can't never say, oh, I've been to Greece and I love it because I ain't never been there before. So if I've never done something, then how do I know if I desire it or not? It doesn't make any sense. Like, you coming from a perspective of, oh, well, she could have did this and she could have that. Well, what if she didn't? What if she's not this person that you want her to be? Maybe she just, he fucked up and she was willing to forgive him. Maybe that's just how she want to work and how she want to be.
I don't like
Why
don't
she got to
like
be a
Beyonce.
Fucked up person?
I don't like Beyonce.
Don't you like Beyonce?
Because y'all hold her to such a high standard.
But
like,
who holds her to a standard?
The Hive.
But that's her fan base. If her fan base wants to hold her to that, then what else? It's people who are R. Kelly fans that don't believe that he has a fucking sex cult. It's people who are Usher fans that don't believe he got motherfucking herpes.
But the thing
it's
is,
motherfuckers
no,
that believe Kool and the motherfucking gang ain't never snorted no motherfucking dope.
But the like, thing is, the thing is, the Hive, which is 70% of all women who scroll Instagram, and I'm gonna say
it's
70%.
Not. A lot of women are not Beyonce fans. You would be surprised. And you have a lot more Rihanna Navy fans than you have Beyonce fans, to be very honest. You have a lot more Cardi B fans that go harder. Like, I just feel like y'all just be...
No,
y'all
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Y'all just, no.
Understand that she could be human. She
but nobody
fuck
said
somebody
she's
before
not
she
human.
Jay-Z.
But nobody said that she couldn't have done that. She said that that's the only person that she's been with. I'm just saying, if it was another dude out there that slept with Beyonce, he definitely would have said something by now.
NDA.
It's been...
Non-disclosure agreement.
Okay.
You have to, like... You have
that's
to
real. That's
gauge
real
who
thing.
It is that you're talking about. Like, okay, if I heard Beyonce was a virgin before Jay-Z, okay, I can kind of see that.
And Beyonce
I can believe
fucking
that.
Mafia,
now,
dog.
If Cardi B was like... I was a virgin before Offset. You're a fucking goddamn liar.
Where? Exactly my point.
Yeah, but they say Cardi B fucks everybody, and Cardi B says she don't fuck everybody. And all the people that Cardi B, the only dudes that said they fuck Cardi B is like four niggas. So what are you really saying? So you're saying that anybody can come out here and say that they fucked you? You know how
she's
many...
She's a stripper.
Let me just be all the
she's
way 100.
Stripper.
Okay.
But exactly,
okay.
But I know strippers that don't fuck off, too.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I know
some
strippers that don't
girls,
fuck off.
Nah. Some of them play with girls, and that's what it is.
That's fucking off.
Nah, I know people. It's a lot of people
I mean,
that
it doesn't matter
do
if it's a girl or a guy. It's still fucking off. If somebody's willing to take off their clothes for money, then they're going to fuck for money, too.
Well, I mean,
that number may have to be a
shout
little higher.
Y'all
got to
watch
some.
Insecure. Y'all got to watch Insecure mm-hmm. to get the history on
some
that.
Some people, if that number may be a little higher, but...
I mean, I guess.
6,000.
I come from the space of I've had dudes that say that they slept with me and they've never slept with me.
Women say
ever.
The same thing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just the fact of the matter. As a woman, you could say that you slept with me and people would actually believe that you slept with me and you never slept with me. Because if I pull you in a room and I ask you some questions about me that you would know if you had sex with me, you can't answer them. I've had a situation like that where somebody I used to talk to beat somebody's ass for lying about that shit. So... I mean, I just think that the whole Beyonce thing, people are putting her on a pedestal. I think that's subjective. We all know that they're all human. We all know that they do things and they have things. The problem that I find that most people have with Jay-Z and Beyonce is that they are not public about what it is that they go through. They keep their life private.
It's all
speculation. And if she did, okay, but even if she did fuck somebody else, that ain't your business.
It's that not our business. That ain't says business. But for y'all to say that she's so perfect.
Who is
that
y'all? Nobody's, nobody says that. No, nobody. See, this is the difference. When you know people who are really in the hive, such as
that's
myself.
That's why Carrie Hilson ain't got no career now.
No, Carrie Hilson doesn't have a career simply because Carrie Hilson needed to stay a songwriter. Most songwriters are good at songwriting. They don't pop. Ne-Yo is one of the only few songwriters out here that actually had a career that take off.
Y'all are tripping.
Okay,
man.
So wait. What's this about Carrie Hilson, though?
Carrie Hilson made a statement that she's not fucking with Beyonce, and Beyonce can't fuck with her, and the Hive came for her. And after that shit happened, after she got stuck with all them bees, they shut her down. Even when she was walking the red carpet, and they asked her to hold up this magazine, showing off Beyonce, she was like, no, I'm not doing that. And ever since then, the Hive and the magnetic powers of Beyonce's influence and Jay-Z shut her down.
First of all,
hold on.
This is what I'm saying. Hold on. First of all, she made the comment about Beyonce 5 years ago. Let that shit fucking go. And Carrie, if she wanted to, she's a very talented songwriter. Trust me, she could do some other shit.
I'm sure she's still.
But she hasn't. I'm sure she is. She still writes songs. Mm-hmm. But Carrie Hilson is pretty, but Carrie Hilson doesn't have pop appeal. So who really cares? Like, and
but
I
she
know,
was one of the top three before she
who
made the statements.
Who's pretty?
She wasn't top three. She wasn't top three.
Who was fucking with Carrie Hilson? Oh my god!
First of all, if you want to speak, if
in
you want, hold on.
Oh nine.
First of all,
did she made that shit with Kanye. I never thought
First of all. First of all,
that
okay,
video is crazy.
And then what else did she have after that?
All eyes
my name
on me
is Carrie.
When...
I'm Miss Barry. What? Pretty
all
Girls
eyes
Rock.
On me. Yeah.
Okay, so
and
she had,
was popping.
So okay, so she had those two songs. Was her music able to evolve?
Because of the highs.
Was her
because...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. You're trying to say one person seemingly destroyed. Like, stop that. That's correct. Like, yo, don't put that. You're putting way too much. First of all, what you're doing is you're putting way too much.
You can't say that Beyonce doesn't have influence.
I was
going
to say, yeah, she definitely has
she
to have influence.
Major.
So you're saying that Carrie Hilson said something about Beyonce, and then Beyonce's clout, like, shut down Carrie Hilson.
That's what I'm saying.
Indefinitely.
That's the power.
And you don't believe that could happen?
She still writes songs for a lot of well-known artists.
Like who?
She writes songs for a lot of people. Like who? If you look at her list of people who she wrote songs for a lot of people. It's the fact of the matter. She's always been known for her songwriting. You got to look at it. If you take Sean Garrett or whatever, Sean Garrett is a great writer,
right.
But him producing music by himself is not popping.
Yeah.
It's just not. When you look at people who are great writers to entertainers, it's levels to this. A lot of people could write great songs and are great music producers and all that, but when they come out with their own stuff, it doesn't pop. Prime example, Swiss Beatz is super dope.
Yes.
But Swiss Beatz on an album by himself is not
fuck
dope.
No,
it doesn't
I'm
sell records.
He has some
exactly.
Records, he has some
but
records,
he has
though.
But he has
that one with the Isley Brothers.
Exactly, but he usually has a feature on that takes him over the top. So it doesn't necessarily, it's a lot of different things that play into that. Like, you putting all this stock into, that's just like saying, oh, well, Ciara record career didn't pop because of Rihanna. That's not true, because people still love Ciara. It's people who still buy Ciara's music. She moved units on her last album, Jackie.
She sold 38,000.
Ciara and Rihanna don't compare.
But it doesn't matter. But people say that Ciara's but people said that Ciara wasn't as popular as she was because her and Rihanna had a public feud.
Okay. Well, I have one thing to ask.
That's the same. I think that's the same kind of. That's another argument. That's the exact same thing we're just talking about, though. Beyonce shut down Carrie Hilson.
Yes.
Rihanna probably shut down Ciara. They're very similar. Rihanna and Ciara, they're very similar.
The Hive and Dave, you can't fuck with y'all.
Yeah,
because social media is so
you can't
prevalent.
Say nothing about
first
Rihanna.
Of all, it's social
and think you're gonna make it.
First of all, it's social media, period. Everybody on social media gives their opinion on what.
Mm-hmm. But who has the greatest influence? The Hive and y'all or Rihanna's name. They would eat their ass up. You can't speak down on none of them. That's not even a tribute to Beyonce's power, because Beyonce is an amazing artist, an amazing performer. She sold numerous records. She's the closest thing modern day era to Michael Jackson and the effect that she has on the population. But when it comes to other artists who come for her throne, she has shut them down.
But does Beyonce directly shut them down, or does her fan base shut
her
them down?
Her fan
base. Okay, so then what you need to say is Beyonce's fan base does that and not say Beyonce.
But what you
need to say, so that you're politically correct, is that
the Hive
shuts it down.
The Hive
because
shut it down.
Because what you're saying is that Beyonce made a phone call and shut shit down. That's exactly what you're saying.
The Hive shut it down, but that's what
you were saying, so you need to come back and you need to correct that. The Hive seemingly made it where Carrie Hilson wasn't able, not Beyonce, because let's just be real clear. But this is what I'm saying. Let's just go ahead and end this now.
Okay.
First of all, Carrie Hilson could never be on the level of Beyonce. No. So where you don't measure up, you can't compete. Point blank, period. So you telling me that Carrie Hilson this and that, nobody cares about that because Carrie Hilson will never have the doors open that Beyonce has had. Carrie Hilson, Barack Obama is not having Carrie Hilson at the White House. Point blank, period. She don't got juice like that, and she ain't never had juice like that. Trust me. Polo da Don gave her some popping beats. She had them few little songs out. She was popping at the moment. You know how many people was popping in 09? It was a lot of people that came out and was popping in 09. That don't mean they popping now. Like, prime example of people who was popping before, Uncle Sammy. Y'all can't even name one of his songs.
Stepdaddy.
No.
That's Uncle Sammy.
Lil Sammy?
No.
No, Uncle Sammy Sam was stepdaddy.
Look up his song.
Look up his song.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody got a phone.
No, but at the same time,
I've been kind of deliberating on this argument. Is Carrie Hilson better than Beyonce though?
Yes.
Now, and when you come in terms of looks, she is pretty. She is pretty.
Prettier.
I wouldn't necessarily say prettier. I think they're both, they're pretty. Like, I don't think that they're just overly, I don't think either one of them is gorgeous. I think that they're pretty, but they have different looks. But let me be real clear. One of my homegirls went to school with Carrie Hilson. And people who went to school with her and Tucker was just like, she was lame as fuck anyway. Who cares about that? But it's the fact of the matter that if you was lame as fuck, you still lame as fuck. You just got lame as fuck with some money.
It's not shaded from the Beyonce.
I'm just saying, money doesn't make you popular. Look at Meek Mills. He got money, but he's still lame as fuck.
That's a fact. No. And that girl roasted the hell out of him.
Exactly.
He can rap, though.
He can.
I don't know. I don't listen to his music.
But the premise of this argument started from the fact that my argument was the Beyonce Hive doesn't understand that Beyonce is human. And she's liable to do
you
some
assume
of the things.
That.
And y'all assume that she's perfect.
That's a pretty easy assumption, though. Like, that Beyonce's not human and that. I mean, right. If there was ever an alien walking amongst us in this earth,
it's Beyonce.
She don't do no wrong. When she farts, that shit is that. Like Febreze. Yeah. That shit's Febreze.
I bet. I'd smell it.
I don't even. You know what?
Just one whiff.
I just want y'all to humanize Beyonce.
But you're assuming that everybody who's in the Hive doesn't humanize her. That's what you're saying. So you're generalizing your
stereotype. But just based off of what?
I don't like Beyonce. But it is.
It's not that I don't like Beyonce. It's hating.
You're borderline hating. You're hating on Beyonce when you should be talking about Beyonce.
Before she met Jay-Z.
No, I didn't say that. I said if she came out, I didn't know she said that. If she said that, then I said I could believe that.
I may be true.
But you're being pessimistic at the moment because you're saying that she's a liar and you never fucked Beyonce.
I never said she was a liar. I said that may not be true.
No, I said you're giving the perception that she was. See, you're doing that Scorpio thing where you're doing your Scorpio thing.
What's that Scorpio thing?
You're doing your Scorpio thing.
Let me Google real quick.
No, what's that Scorpio thing? Hold on. What is it?
You know how them Scorpios do, like, they don't listen to the words, they just feel like their point is valid and that you're eventually gonna agree with them. So they start fucking off on their words and you like, no, that's not what they say.
Listeners,
well, you said
mind,
you're fucking up on
respond, their
words.
These two
are both Virgos and they're teaming up. But if Beyonce happens to be a Virgo, you know, they're all teaming up.
I'm just arguing the point.
It's
just the fact of the matter of playing devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. You originally started off saying Beyonce did this when you really, in actuality, were saying what the Hive did. You're the one who fucked up
I'm not attacking Beyonce. Blaming. I'm attacking her vibe.
But you clearly attacked Beyonce because you wanted the hives to get in your ass. And they gonna get in your ass. So, I mean, when y'all hive, when y'all post this podcast, they gonna be like, fuck him and him. I'm like, oh, they gonna go in on
you.
They
all
gonna be like, oh, light skin, curly head ass.
They all
oh, goddamn. So, what I really want to talk about, since you keep getting distracted from Beyonce or whatever, who's your new lady?
I don't have a new lady. I've been dating, though.
Oh, who you dating?
That we'll talk about offline.
Beyonce.
Oh.
I'm dating.
He wouldn't be Jay Beyonce. She likes Sagittarius. Beyonce likes Sagittarius.
Oh, word.
Y'all are fucking crazy. And fuck the hive, because y'all are delusional. Y'all put Beyonce on this major fucking
pedestal. So mad at
fuck
the hive right
fuck
now.
Fuck the hive.
He's
fuck
so
the hive.
Mad at Beyonce
fuck the hive.
Hive.
No, because y'all are unrealistic. They unrealistic and they just.
You know I'm part of the hive.
Fuck the hive. Fuck the fucking hive.
I like
man.
Rihanna better than Beyonce anyway. As well.
I like Ashanti better than both of them. That's just me.
Ashanti who was taking ecstasy pills and fucking a married man. Wow.
Yep.
You pick him.
Okay.
Okay. You're
okay.
Just fucking. So you like people who don't have any morals or integrity about themselves.
Sound like
that's
a hive member. That sounds like a. These are all allegations, but that sounds like a hive
no,
member.
No, it's not allegations okay. Because if you read Herb Gotti's book, he clearly said that they would take. He would take. Her, him, and Ashanti would take ecstasy, and that they would fuck. That's in his book. That's
well,
called
please,
reading.
Okay. Well, please send
that's,
me the book.
That's in his
please
book.
Send me the book because
he did his radio interview. He did his radio
Club.
Interview
he
on
didn't
Breakfast
confirm
Club.
That. On, he didn't confirm it on the Breakfast
he put
Club.
It in a. He put it in his book. That's what really matters is that he put it in a book.
Well, shout out to Ashanti because you bought that life.
What? She's taking ecstasy and fucking...
You live and you grow.
Sounds like a good time to me, sir.
You live and you
grow. I forgot he had it made at that time, what?
You live and you grow, man.
So, shout out to her.
It just kills me how y'all have such a perfect perception of Beyonce and don't recognize
her. We don't see Beyonce's personal life.
You
this is what it is.
She in the Illuminati anyway.
This is what it is. You
can we talk about Illuminati on a podcast?
No, because Illuminati. No, I don't even believe in that. All I'm saying is that if somebody has some dirty tea on Beyonce, then I'm sure by now they would have spread it. Point blank. Period.
Non-disclosure agreement. Even dating back to her prom with old dude.
Oh, but the dude. Okay, first of all, let's go ahead.
How did Jay-Z know about Eric Benet? You shouldn't go Eric Benet.
But Eric Benet had
yeah,
because
where, who is that nigga? And
Eric
where
is
Benet he? Is
a
no,
R&B
I'm talking about
singer.
The dude that, from the prom picture.
First
no,
of all, he has written a book about when he dated Beyonce in school.
Two bodies we already talking about, though. I'm just
no,
saying,
because in his book he said that he never got a chance to have sex with her and that their dad was always around. Like, their dad was always controlling what she interacted with, how she did, how she moved, and their family was extremely close.
So what
you
say
that's
Silk
what he
is
said.
That it's a non-disclosure agreement and he really did smash.
But he said, but he when he did his interview, he said that he hasn't heard from her in years, and they asked him, did he have a non-disclosure?
Like a,
and he said,
did
no.
He said he did?
He said he doesn't have one. He said that's why he was able to write the book.
I'll tell that lie.
But he has her name in the book, and she didn't send him a cease and desist. So that's what comes down to it. If you want to be legal, if he had a non-disclosure,
he should have been able to write the book.
He wrote the book. So if he wrote the book, he was able to publish it and sell it and get a profit from it. Now what?
When you have the power of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Sounds like a real nigga to me. He just didn't lie with me.
I hear you.
Seth, let me ask you this. Do you really think that Jay-Z was Beyonce's first smash?
Yeah. Just because I can't envision. I can't envision. Like,
you know
somebody
how
smashing Beyonce,
it,
no,
bro.
I
just
can't envision
that.
That.
You got to think before.
But just think about it. If somebody, first of all. Crazy in Love was written long before they were dating, long before then. It was just speculation that they were dating.
Shout out to Jagged Edge for smashing all the Destiny's Child.
They didn't smash all the Destiny's Child. You just want Beyonce. You just want.
I just want to try to
this
be realistic.
Is, no, but this
except
is all the.
Being human.
If somebody actually slept with Beyonce, by now it would have come out. Period.
I don't.
You don't think Beyonce got money sets aside
with money that she already doesn't fucking need. To say,
but when hey. She was tricking off?
Yeah, be like, hey, look, I will pay you $2 million for you to sign this NDA to never speak on me.
It's Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's Pikachu.
Well, shit, damn Pikachu. But I'm just saying, dog, like, you don't think with all that money she got just laying around, be like, okay, I know that we used to deal with each other, but sign this NDA and I will give you this amount of money. Just never speak on my name to anyone.
I'm taking
If in any case, you're liable for jail time for this amount of money.
What are you doing?
Why are you such an extreme?
I'll take the bread. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Hell yeah.
So we know you have a price.
What to say that whether or not I smash Beyonce? That's just you not have giving a no clout. That's not
you have a price
no
in life.
I'll take the bread over the clout.
Jazz, for $5 million, you fuck with R. Kelly and be in his cult, or you fuck with Usher and catch the hurt?
I'm straight.
You don't take $5 million?
No.
Y'all Beyonce.
I don't have a price.
Kill me, man.
I don't have a price. Like, I don't have a price on my integrity and my morals and my name. Like, bruh. Like, you can't put no price on that.
They come with that bag, though.
When you can't be brought, that's priceless.
They come with that bag.
They can come with the bag all they want to, but that ain't mean I want to. That don't mean I want to get herpes or, first of all.
No, I ain't even talking about that situation. But if somebody said, look, I know that we used to fuck around, but I got $2 million and I got your own place to set up your own life. Just don't speak on my name ever.
Who wants to do that? Nah, because I like to talk about shit I've been through.
No, fuck that.
Shit, fuck that.
Come on, man.
Okay, that goes so the question is for $2 million.
To say that you never had sex with somebody.
And the probability of this actually happening, people.
You could probably make more than $2 million just coming out and saying you did it.
You could make more money than that.
Ain't nobody going to check. Look, okay. Fair enough. You come out. Let's say.
Who takes? This is the thing.
No, stop going for the easy money. No, Jazz. Hypothetically, if you put out a video on Instagram and say, you know, I had sex with Beyonce. She secretly got a tattoo on this area. It's that and third. How many people are going to watch it?
Millions.
19.
Millions.
Because if that was the case, anybody would be doing that shit.
Just tag
Beyonce.
Hashtag Beyonce.
Ain't nobody going to check for that shit.
Man,
you just some regular Joe Schmo?
Let me tell you,
with that bag and say, I got $2 million for you to never say that we ever dealt with each other. Sign this NDA, and we're going about our day.
You stupid as hell.
You tripping.
You stupid as hell. You want to know?
I feel like I'm the only person, same person on this fucking.
No, you're panel. Not. No, listen. Let me be clear with you. Let me break it down. Cause see, you ain't really looking at numbers.
Oh my god.
Cause when you looking at numbers, this little weak ass $2 million you gonna give me, I could make more than that. Do you know how many covers on the magazines and shit that I would have if I can actually be able to prove that I fuck Beyonce? That's Good Morning America. It's plenty of things. Trust me, if anybody fuck Beyonce, I'm sure that they got something.
I'm not ain't nobody.
You got pictures of anybody that you got pictures. do you not have pictures of every person that you've had sex with?
No.
Of y'all two together.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly my whole point.
I do.
No.
Exactly my whole point.
Us in the bed and everything.
So
I do.
How can you prove and validate your answer or you not taking that bag? Take that fucking bag and sign an NDA.
But I do.
That's real.
But I
you know
do.
What? No, you don't.
How much you want to bet? How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet?
I can't validate it.
Oh, you can
validate.
We can pick up the phone and call them, and they'll tell you that they smashed it. All the pictures.
I bet you Jazz has like a nanny cam in her room.
Man,
so.
I got a lot of shit.
Right.
I keep a lot of shit.
It's all recorded and documented.
You know what? Jazz. First thing Jazz asked me was about these cameras and my
Exactly.
She felt she was recorded before she was.
Nah, let me be real clear with you. Any and everybody who I ever had sex with, I have them on a list. I have how many times I had sex with them and
yo,
when was the last
wild.
Time I had sex with them and when the last time I was tested after I had sex with them. Like, I'm real legit OCD. So when you're trying to go back and forth with me about certain shit, you just can't go back and forth with me.
Jazz, there's
just
no
set
fucking
up like
way.
That.
No fucking
there's
way.
There's no fucking way. You
how
know,
much do you
want to
bet?
There's no way you know.
How much do you want to bet?
How many times you've had sex with everybody.
How much do
okay,
you want
so
to
I don't know how many people how, are everybody, but
how much do you want to bet? Because because my cousin took this bet with me, and then when I went in my little hidden area and
she's
pulled that husband. Shit out,
be wary.
And when
she's
I pulled that shit out with all the shit, he was just like, "Yo, this is way too motherfucking deep for me." I was like, "I'm a deep ass person, and I don't play shit with people." So now, if you want to go toe to toe, our original bet was $650, and you have to pay my motherfucking money. Because he was just like, damn, you real OCD. I'm real OCD. I'm real particular. Because when a nigga come, trust me, before I have sex with a nigga, you getting these vagina facts. Sound like a Virgo. So don't play with me.
So like, what about, like, what about drunk nights?
Sound like I don't a Virgo. Get drunk.
Sound like
last time I was drunk, I was with my baby daddy, a Virgo. And I conceived Stefan, seemingly. I don't get drunk. I'm not a drinker. That's not my thing. And seemingly? I don't smoke.
What was that word?
Seemingly meaning semen. That was the
emphasis on
semen. No.
No. So I don't get this. It's just weird to me. I don't understand this.
What you mean?
Because you can't prove it.
Yeah, because I know there's times that I've had sex with people and I don't even remember having sex with
but said that's
but
you.
I woke up and I knew that yeah,
no but sex. That's you. I don't operate in that space, and you can ask my friends. I don't operate in that space. I've never had a one night stand either. I don't operate in that space. I don't get fucked up. I'm not a drinker. That's not my thing. I don't smoke. That's not my thing. I don't take ecstasy, Molly, and all that. That's just not my thing. Like I just started taking Xanax like 2 years ago.
Never drank to get fucked up like that.
I never drank to get fucked up. I don't like to not be in control of my situation. So if I'm not in control of my situation, what the fuck going on? I don't do it.
I can believe
when I'm drunk, I'm extra in control. That might be the fault of it.
Well, that's probably your ass. Certain shit, I don't do that. I don't like to be in any situation where I'm not in control of how I can move and how I can operate. For example, why I don't do cruises. I don't like to be. If I want to fucking leave, if I want to get off this fucking boat, because I don't want to be here, if I'm not able to leave and move how I want to move, I don't do it.
That was times I was ready to swim back.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I don't like to be confined.
So,
and I don't like to not be in control. Like
to wrap this up, shout out to the amazing artists that have come up through the 2000s era, such as Ashanti, who Jazz has been. She snapped a song of her and Ja Rule and just singing along.
It was actually her
song
and Vita.
With Vita and Charlie Baltimore.
Just be
Shout out to Carrie Hilson. Shout out to Carrie Hilson. You know, I ride with you, man. Despite Sierra and all the Hive. And shout out to the Hive, who is delusional, who don't believe in human error. But this is the Bonix Podcast and the Hive. Y'all can go jump off cliffs.
Shout out to Jazz and her secretarial duties. And her record keeping. Her extensive record keeping. That is some whole nother level. That's a whole nother level kind of shit. Never heard of before in history.
What you mean?
I mean, how many times, last person you had sex with, how many times did you have sex with that person? And we're talking about the last person.
Let's just make love.
I can't speak on it. I plead the fifth.
I was gonna say, prime example. Like, let me show you how, like, legit.
You know the answer?
I know the answer. But what about before y'all that? Y'all seen what I've been coming through with.
What about before that, though?
I can't. I didn't count. It was a lot, though.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So you're just.
Prime
so you
example,
have,
look at this.
You have, like, you a paper with tally marks? Or how does this. It's tally marks. A paper with name and then
look,
tally marks.
You see this right here? This tracks the two. Boom. Go in my comments, you can see who it was. Like, it's legit. So when you tell me, like,
girl,
nah.
Get out of here with that, man. I don't believe that.
It's.
I keep up with all of
it. It's apps for everything nowadays.
It is.
Y'all watch.
It is. Don't you ever doubt my shit.
Man, we're probably behind, but women track their periods on apps.
You damn right.
I mean, yeah, you track your periods, of course.
I track a lot of shit on different apps.
I'm about to make an app to tell me when I need the shit, then.
Man,
they
make it
out. I had curry chicken today. What time will I be shitting? And it'll tell me.
They have an app for that already.
Fuck the Hive.
He's a hater.
Delusional. Y'all delusional.
He be hating on a motherfucking Hive. Dang, just chump me up.
And let me
who?
Just.
Me?
And we out there, B.
Follow my IG.